My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about five unusual hacks to convert more inbound traffic into customers. So I'll start first. When we think about inbound traffic, obviously that's people coming to you. And in the context that I'm talking about right now, I'm going to talk about inbound traffic coming to my blog. So this is like SEO / content marketing, basically organic search coming in. So one thing that you can do when you think about converting people coming to your site is you can use survey funnels. And this is a tactic that was, or strategy popularized by a guy named Ryan Levesque from the Ask Method. He has a book called The Ask Method. That's A-S-K, not the A-S-S method. So he also has a tool that you can use too. So the tool, what it does, it's called bucket.io. And basically, you're able to survey people coming to your site being like, hey, maybe if I land on the Single Grain website, are you looking to start your own business? Are you looking for marketing services? What are you looking for exactly? So I can funnel those people into very specific campaigns. And bucket.io makes it very easy to do that. There's a lot of different tools to use, but that's, you know, he's the guy that kind of popularized doing survey funnels. So I'll give him the credit, bucket.io.
One strategy that I use is, and this is number two, create some sort of freemium experience. This could be on your website. This can be anywhere. So for example, one thing I'm implementing right now is the ability to pay for live chat with the SEO expert. So imagine an intercom style chatbot, but something that's manned by a human. But instead of just having the intercom chatbot, my team is, we already designed something that looks just like it. So when you click new conversation, it'll say, hey, this feature is blocked. It's only available to premium members. Click here to upgrade. And then once they upgrade, then they'll be able to see a real chat where they can chat. But the point I'm trying to make is, start including features and elements within your design and site and start blocking off certain ones. You can use these tactics like web apps do, but you can do it for any general site and generate more sales that way versus just driving people to a sales page all the time and selling them. Make them take an action and charge for that action.
All right. Number three, I like to call this everywhere retargeting, which is, you know, people talk about seeing your ads everywhere. So here's the idea. Let's say somebody visits my page on, I don't know, SEO services or something like that. Now, instead of just retargeting them to try to get them to buy something immediately, what I might do is I might spend, you know, $5 or $10 a day, and I might use like Facebook ads, for example. I might use reach ads. I can even use Google Display if I want to. The whole idea here is I'm trying to reach a bunch of unique people that have visited one of my SEO services pages or maybe one of my SEO posts, and I'm giving them more content because I create content on different, maybe I have YouTube content on SEO that I can repurpose or other blog posts that we have. The whole idea is you're promoting the other stuff that you're putting out and you're trying to build even more of a relationship with these people, and you can have a certain part of your budget go towards retargeting to actually convert them into a lead of some sort. But you are, instead of getting them to just see one blog post and trying to take them to the next step, sometimes you want to have the everywhere effect, and it's not that expensive to do it. That's the most beautiful part about it. It's not super expensive. You can even spend $1 a day if you want to do that.
Number four, pick snippet. So what we do is, you guys have all seen email. They say emails have shitty open rates and click rates. But what we've done to counteract that is we use pick snippet. We'll take an image of me holding up like a letter and it dynamically puts your name in it. Some people do it with them in front of a whiteboard and it automatically dynamically inserts your name into the whiteboard with a message. And it's really cool because then your emails are really personalized with the image that's more related to that person. And the conversion rates go through the roof when it comes to clicks and conversion from a visitor into a customer as well. You know, for everything, for them joining a webinar, for them checking out a product, a service. Try it out.
All right. Number five, last but not least, I use a customer data platform. I talked about this in the last episode. I use Hull.io. That's Hull.io. Now, I want to be a little more specific here. So we use an account-based marketing type of approach, meaning when, let's say, Coca-Cola visits our website and two unique IP addresses, meaning two people basically from Coca-Cola have visited our website, we, from Hull.io, we can see, using, because it integrates with a tool called Clearbit, which will uncover, you know, the IP addresses visiting your site, it'll use Clearbit first. And then what it'll do is it'll match the data to see if we have that information in our CRM. Like if those, one of those people is in our CRM, let's go back to HubSpot. Let me dial it back real quick. So let's say someone has opted in already and then they visit our site again. Clearbit detects that and we can see they're from Coca-Cola. We can basically find four additional people plus them, reach out to them automatically using our sales enablement tool called Outreach. And then it'll automatically say, hey, depending on the content that they visited, hey, maybe we put together a personalized webinar for you, or hey, maybe we have this free tool for you, but it's generating a unique conversation based on their original interest. We can do that because we're leveraging the data that we have and we're weaponizing the data that we have. All right, so that is it for today. Go to marketingschool.io/live, that's LIVE, to learn more about the special event that Neil and I are doing, and just fill out an application. If it looks like it's a good fit, then we will both personally reach out to you. That's it for today, and we will see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new, season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app,
on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.